I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. For this episode of Field Notes, we hear from an agronomist with a unique perspective on Midwest agriculture. John Peschek began his career at Iowa State University in Ames in 1950. He retired in 1992 after serving as head of the agronomy department for 26 of those years. He recently spoke with Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer about how the introduction of nitrogen fertilizer some 60 years ago fundamentally changed farming.
Across the Midwest, many farms rotate between just corn and soybeans. Professor Peschek told me that decades ago, oats, clover, and alfalfa were a big part of the mix, and more farms also had livestock.
To make the best use of rotations, the farmer also would need to have livestock and protect the manure so that the nutrients that are left over from the previous crop and animal enterprise would be spread back on the ground and be reused in the next crop that required nitrogen and was not a legume.
Then, after World War II, nitrogen fertilizer became widely available, which made rotations and livestock less necessary.
So farmers all of a sudden could convert some of their land to more valuable corn than oats, which was the most common recent crop that was in rotations.
But only to a point.
Even then, there was about a 10% loss of productivity of the subsequent corn crops if we put on all the nitrogen they needed. And we have a set of plots on the old agronomy farm south of town that has been producing corn after corn since 1916. And after going down on unamended soil plots, adding nitrogen made a tremendous increase in yield.
Still, Peschek says the research showed that no amount of fertilizer could make continuous corn production practical.
Even growing soybeans increases the yield of the following corn crop about 10-15% more than is produced by corn after corn in the same field instead of corn after soybeans. So it all hangs together, and corn is more valuable than oats, so if you could get rid of the oats, well, that was great. And nitrogen was the way out.
Retired Iowa State University agronomist John Peschek spoke with Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer. And that's this week's Field Notes. I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson. To get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.